Good morning, it's Mitch from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and The Sentinel, back for another very busy week. And The Sentinel, the Christmas season is well and truly underway, and we've got three separate Christmas galleries with the Woodford Lantern Parade, Caboolture Carols and the Kilcoy Christmas tree lighting, so plenty to check out there. We've got a good, interesting news story about the Department of Environment launching an investigation after a number of koalas were believed to be killed at Young's Crossing Roadworks. So check that story out. Somerset's community groups and volunteers been recognised at the inaugural Community Development Conference Awards. Also in the paper, we've got our spotlight on Kilcoy and Moray Field, our pets page and tech time as well. So plenty in the Sentinel this week. Over at Glasshouse Country, we've got a really big story about the Biwa Co-op and Service Station, which we now know is about to be evicted from its site after 90 years to make way for an expanded train station at Biwa. That's going to be a four-story car park that's going to replace the Co-op and Service Station, and community residents are rightly concerned about that. I've also got a story about the Sunshine Coast Council, which has, for the first time, outlined why it refused Hanson's bid to double rock extraction at its Glasshouse Quarry. It was citing significant concerns about environment and community impacts as well. And we've got a nice story too about the much-loved Wootha Wood Prize, which is back after it was axed, pun intended, when the Mulaney Wood Expo was cancelled last year. So plenty of stories across both papers. We've got issues being delivered from Tuesday, so pick one up and I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.